Councilman Caleb Collier said.
I'm proposing that the city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city.
Welcome to the fire. Welcome to the fire.
Today on Church and State, I'm back and I am...
Let's get ready to rumble!
That's right. Hello, Christian Patriots, and welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew and plug you into politics. And I am your host, Caleb Collier, once again, your favorite far-right shock jock and the most schizophrenic show you listen to on a daily basis. Gabe will be joining us on the next episode, but he's had a little bit of fun. He's had a little bit of fun just being out on his own, and I am back, and I'm feeling good. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm pretty much ready to work. I do have to hang out with Chris the whole time, so I don't know if I'm that ready, but I'm kind of ready. But no, it's good to be back in the saddle at Church and State. I'll fill you in a little bit once Gabe returns. We'll talk about that, what I experienced in California as well as Phoenix. But let's head on over to churchandstate.media and take advantage of all those fine episodes. As I said, Gabe's had some really cool guests. I don't know where he's getting these people. He's turning over rocks. He's finding some great guests. And you should be listening to those shows. We are going to Tulsa, where we are hoping to get some more fantastic guests. That's right. Guests abound on Church and State. So download those, share them with your friends, family, neighbors, everybody, people you love, people you hate, whatever. We'll take it. Also, take advantage of all of our fine affiliates. And let's see. MyPillow. I slept on a MyPillow last night. I usually sleep on a MyPillow. Didn't sleep on the sheets, though. My wife had changed sheets, and because that's women's work, right? Guys, we don't change sheets. We don't. Let's just be honest. Let's be flat-out honest. We don't change sheets, and we don't change towels. Chris, do you ever change a towel? No. That thing can smell like mold. You're like, is it dry? Okay. And then you're like smelling yourself a little bit later. What is that, me? Yeah, that's when we finally decide, oh, maybe I need a new towel, all right? But anyway, the sheets, they weren't my pillow. And I noticed, Chris, I noticed, I'm telling you, they were horrible. They were all scratchy. No. If you want to sleep on comfort, get some of these sheets. We've got a great deal right now. Look at that, $24.98. If you use the promo code, what's the promo code? Church and State. Use that promo code. We're going to get a little bit of that money back. And you are going to be sleeping like a king. Wait, I don't like kings. I don't know. Anyway, pick your favorite person, elitist. A sovereign. Yes, there we go. Thank you. I knew I had you around for a reason. You'll sleep like a sovereign citizen. Amen to that. Also, you can donate directly to Church and State. Just hit that donate button. Keeps us on the American Christian Network. And if you want to get a hold of us, Church and State 1776 at proton.me. All right. I know all of you missed me, and I'm feeling highly caffeinated and ready to work. So let's just go right into this first story, because this is just phenomenal. You know, the other day I was actually walking around. I was out with my wife, and she said something to me that made me mad. Here I go quoting rap songs. and so I had this thought, like, I'm just going to smack my wife. But then I saw these homosexuals walking around in red high heels, and it completely changed my mind. I had a complete change of heart. I like, oh my gosh, no, because these guys, these beta male homosexuals, they just reminded me that we can't have this violence against women. So for the radio audience, you need to tune in to Church and State on all of our different platforms. Yeah, you got to see these guys. Some of these guys are cops, and they're walking around in red high heels to protest violence against women. You think that's going to work? You think that your average, I don't know, high testosterone male such as myself is going to look at this and say, they got a point. I see it. I get it now. I'm glad I saw these guys, because these guys have reminded me that we don't participate in violence against women. No, you know what actually encourages men to not participate in violence against women? Chivalry. Maybe we should bring that back. Oh, you know, all these toxic males. Yeah, those kinds. My kind of guys, right? The ones that hold doors open for women. who, when they're out with their girlfriends and their wives, maybe they open the door for them in the car. You know, those kind of guys, the guys that will, if somebody breaks into the house, they'll go meet the attacker, not roll over and, honey, someone's at the door. Yeah. You know, a guy like me, doesn't matter where we are. Doesn't matter if it's a house or we're going to a hotel. We're staying somebody, staying with my brother-in-law or my brother, which I just did. You know where I always sleep? Closest to the door. That's right. I have a side. My side, it doesn't matter. Left, right, wherever it is. I sleep closest to the door. Because if somebody gets into the house, into the room, guess who they're going to attack first? Me. So no, it's not wearing high heels that's going to encourage men to not participate in this. It's bringing back all that toxic levels of masculinity. That's what saves society. Yeah. Also, an interesting note, why did they all choose to wear red high heels? It seems like I've seen this somewhere before. Wait, I remember. Pizzagate. That's right. That crazy right-wing conspiracy theory that these red-shoed people were actually showing that they're part of this elitist pedophile class. Yeah. Why would you choose to wear red high heels when this information is out there? People like myself believe it to be true. When you've got all these people, yeah, look at that picture over on the left. Yeah, I believe there's a Podesta over there. Pretty sure I see his face. Yeah, that's right. And then you got the pictures of these poor children all wearing red shoes found in Comet Pizza. Yeah, where supposedly it was just this conspiracy by right-wingers that maybe there's this elite pedophile group that actually controls Washington, D.C., that's actually the power brokers behind all of this. It kind of makes you think, huh? You think maybe there was one individual between all these homosexuals that decided to wear these red high heels that was like, yeah, I really know what's going on. Hey, guys, let's all wear red high heels. That way they really stand out. Uh-huh. You self-identified. Well done. Anyway, let's move on to another story that should make all of us sad. Those of us who reside in Washington State, this story should make us quite sad, actually. Because what have we found out? Seattle is the least religious metro area in the U.S., less than San Francisco. We beat San Francisco. This is amazing. I'm so excited for this. We beat San Francisco, the city of my birth. That's right. I'm in California, but I'm self-loathing. California, San Francisco, where you have to have a poop map. You get on your phone, you look, hey, there's poop, human poop. It's been discovered on this street, so I'm going to go the other direction. Yeah, we beat them at something. We are the least religious metro area. That's sad. And do we wonder why we have problems? I mean, do we kind of have that correlation here, ladies and gentlemen, that we might say, areas that are less religious, might have more issues with drug use, with homelessness, with homicides, with all these issues that we currently face. And then we go and we see that, hey, guess what? Guess where's the most religious? It's the South. You didn't have to tell me that. I already knew that. And what do we find? These people are generally nicer. Right? They're more religious. They have a moral standard that they live to. Let's get into some of the data here, okay? Because this is it's some interesting data here. The clear majority of adults in Seattle area, around 64%, never attend church or religious services or go less than once a year. Yeah, a little secret here. Going to church one time a year, probably either Christmas or Easter. Yeah, that's not enough. You're not going to get enough of that. Not going to get enough from the good book to actually change your life around. So it's about 1.98 million people out of the total 3.1 million population aged 18 and older in the metro area, which includes King, Pierce, and Snohomish counties, and went on to note that the survey having been conducted from January 9th to February 5th, had approximately 68,500 respondents across the nation. And we are the least religious. We just barely beat out San Francisco at 63%. That's right. We've got the 64%. Hats off to you, Seattle. But it's also, they also note that Washington State as a whole is actually very irreligious. Okay, so we are the fifth least religious state. Maine and Vermont were at the top, both at around 69%, followed by Oregon at 65%, no shock there, and New Hampshire at 64%. Mississippi had the lowest share of non-religious people, with only 30% never or almost never attending services. We have a problem, and the problem is that we are not drawing close to God, and we live in a time... I don't think this is a news flash for any of you. We live in a time where we need to draw closer to God. I know when I distance myself from God that things don't go well in my life. But when I make sure that I'm praying, that I'm reading the word, that I'm fellowshipping with fellow believers at church, I know my life's a whole lot better. When I live by the moral standards that God has applied, yeah, my life is better. When I embrace and just relish and cherish truly the God-given rights that I have, my life is better. And when nations remove themselves from God, what happens? Oh, gosh, maybe you should read a little bit of the Old Testament. Well, probably all of it. But what happened to Israel, to God's chosen people? It's just a timeline of forgetting about God, moving away from him, worshiping false idols. You get conquered. You're in captivity. You're a slave. Oh, somebody found the word and the king, and they moved back to God. And guess what? God blessed them. So how can we expect the United States or maybe just Washington State, let's just take that as the example. How can we expect Washington State to prosper if 64% of Christians or of Washingtonians never go to church? We are designed by our Creator to worship something. Every single one of us is going to worship something. And if we're not worshiping God, what are we going to worship? Well, the examples are legion. You got people, the rich elites over in the Seattle metro area. They're worshiping greed, money, power. And everyone else, what are they worshiping? Drugs, alcohol, escape, porn. It's all these issues that we're currently facing, and there's just one solution, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you live in Washington State, hit your knees, ladies and gentlemen. Hit your knees. Start praying for your state. I mean, we should pray for our nation, but we need to be praying for our state because our state has issues, and I got a great example of it because what just happened in Seattle City Council? Well, they were completely interrupted. Why? Well, because the concerned citizens of Seattle are not worried about the fact that their city is a cesspool, that there's homeless people are getting attacked, raped, murdered. No, that's not the issue. No, the issue in Seattle is that there's a surveillance state there that is specifically targeting illegal immigrants, and they need to turn that money over to housing them. Of course, housing. It's a human right, isn't it? That's what they say anyway. So we got a little video here of what happened to the Seattle City Council while they were trying to just engage in things that I used to do as a city councilman. Yeah, run the city for the benefit of the citizens. So here's just a small example of what they were doing. Go ahead, Chris. Maybe.
Is anticipated to be paid for by savings on for unfilled SPD positions.
Go ahead and pause right there. Hold on. We got to pause this. Okay. I got to pause this, and there's a reason why. Not only is her voice annoying, but she's wearing a turtleneck. Okay, here I go offending people again. I don't care. It's what I do. Remember, I do this, right? Where is it? Here we go.
Well, I have a microphone, and you don't.
So you will listen to everything! Word I have to say.
That's right. How I live my life here on Church and State. You are going to listen to every word I have to say. Otherwise, you can just turn me off. This woman's wearing a turtleneck. Okay. Two things about a turtleneck. Number one, for the ladies. Okay, listen to me. I'm giving sage advice here. Don't ever wear one. You know why? Because men find the neckline of women to be sexy. It's cute. Okay. And you cover that thing up. You look like you got no neck. You're like, you look horrible. Yeah, Mitch McConnell. Thank you. You look like a turtle. Don't do it. Don't wear them. Okay? They're one of the most atrocious pieces of clothing that you can possibly buy. The only way to make it worse is if you put a turtleneck on and then put overalls on. That's like, ugh, done. Completely done right there. Okay? Now, men, if you wear a turtleneck, you might as well put on the red high heels, because that's one of the most effeminate articles of clothing you can possibly buy as a man. There's nothing worse than a man wearing a turtleneck. Okay? It just makes me angry inside. I want to crash my car into you. All right, so public service announcement, burn your turtlenecks. In fact, if you send a picture, a video of yourself burning your turtlenecks, I will play it on Church and State. I will spend 10 solid minutes ranting about turtlenecks, and then you will be featured on Church and State of you burning your turtleneck. That'll be a great show. Great show. I'm so excited for this. All right, anyway, keep going with the video, Chris.
In the 28 days or so in the hotel was budgeted by council member or budget chair Teresa Mosqueda for emergency relief for asylum seekers. Okay, we've now reached the end of our public comment period. We'll move on to the next item of our agenda.
Oh, here comes the tolerant left.
Adopt the introduction and referral calendar.
And listen to the response.
We will now go into a 5-minute recess.
We're going to retreat. That's the response. Okay, go ahead and pause it right there. Because the woman who was actually speaking at the beginning of the video, I didn't play that for you because it was kind of a long video, but she actually thanked the city council for removing a Trump supporter. Okay, so they removed a Trump supporter. But yet, when the entire population of that city council meeting disrupts the meeting, completely disrespectful here. Okay? I've seen it before on my own. But completely disrespectful, their response is, let's just take a 5-minute recess. They can't turn on their left. Their only way for them to continue to exist as leaders in their community is if they placate the left. They have to become more and more radical. They can never come against them. Okay, because if they do, they'll be replaced. And what are these people obsessed with? Power. They want the power. They want the prestige of being a city councilman or woman in Seattle. Okay, so no matter what the left does, the left could literally defecate on the dais and they wouldn't say a word. They wouldn't say a word. Not one single word. They would take a recess, and they would have the janitor, who, by the way, is probably an illegal immigrant. They would take him and have him clean it up, and then they go right back to it. Nothing the left will do will ever be censured, will ever be talked down upon, nothing. But you get one lone Trump supporter in Seattle. I didn't even know they existed. You got a unicorn over in Seattle there, Trump supporter. Wow. He's removed. Why? Because they're hateful. They're filled with hate speech. They make people uncomfortable. And we got to have everybody comfortable these days, don't we? Isn't that the American way anymore? It's not truth, justice. No, not that. No, it's everybody's equal. Nobody can be made to feel uncomfortable. Nobody can have an opinion that disagrees with what society or the leftist society has agreed upon. That's the American way nowadays. So continue to expect something like this. Once again, returning back to what I was talking about with the religion. You can expect more of this. You can expect more people being extremely disruptive. Not to mention, I mean, this is light compared to what happened in Chaz Chop, right? Or when they attacked the government building in Portland, burning down whole city blocks. You can expect more and more and more of that until we return back to the Lord. And by the way, just for all of you who doubt some of the things that I say, I have it on very good authority that Jesus would never wear a turtleneck. All right, let's move on. You with me? You're with me. Absolutely. Okay, good. All right. Let's talk a little bit about communism, because this is the result. This is what we're seeing here as Americans. Okay. We've got this wonderful woman. She's been a speaker at TPUSA events, and her name is Xi Van Fleet, and she grew up in Maoist China. Okay. She saw exactly what occurred in that country. She's now very proud to be an American citizen, but she has a warning. What is that warning? That the exact same thing that she witnessed in her youth is coming to the United States. And I know this isn't a surprise for any of you that watch this show, any of you that have their eyes wide open. But Americans, by and large, are failing to recognize the warning signs that are emerging everywhere you look. Everywhere. You can't escape this. Okay, Marxism not only has a foothold, no, it has a stronghold in the United States. There are people who are dedicated Marxists who are working behind the scenes, some of them out in the open, to ruin this country. And there are a lot of useful idiots, specifically within our colleges, that are just swallowing this all up. They're believing the lie that capitalism is evil, that equality, that's the only virtue we cherish. We're all going to be equal. Well, as George Orwell said, some are more equal than others. And that is going to be the sad reality for those of you who have been a useful idiot, who've engaged in Marxism. You're going to wake up one day and you're going to realize that some are more equal than others. Probably when you're in an internment camp. So let's get into her warning. All right, so she lived through Mao's Cultural Revolution, and she said she lived in China from 1966 to 1976, and she's talking about what she is seeing that is so similar in the United States, and she specifically addresses cancel culture. This is something that every single Marxist who's worth their weight understands very well. Okay, in Mao's campaign, what was it to do? To eliminate old ideas and traditions. Does that sound vaguely similar to cancel culture? It certainly does to me. Are we seeing image after image, video after video of people tearing down our statues, erasing our history? Are we familiar with the 1619 Project? These are all Marxist in their origins and in their ideologies. Their entire intent is to remove our culture, our history, what made us Americans, so that they can replace it with something else, something that none of you will recognize. You talk to anybody who grew up under a Marxist government, and it was a terrifying experience. You couldn't trust anyone. You couldn't trust your own children. Children couldn't trust their own parents. They could all be turned into the state to be re-educated, never to be seen again. And yet, we're embracing it. We're either embracing it or we're apathetic to it. And there's millions of Americans right now that are just completely apathetic to it. Yeah, my life's still good. I can watch, the game. You got the game coming on Saturday and Sunday. And I'm just going to sit on my seat and become a self-propelled stomach. Yeah, that's right. Drink my beer, I'm good to go. Meanwhile, your country is being lost to you. And you think you're going to stand up? You think you're going to stand up and fight against this? You know who I'm talking about. I don't know how many people I see around the entire country. These big fat dudes. And they got like a "We the People" tattoo on their arm. And they don't even know the Constitution. They don't even know that we're a republic. They don't know that we have God-given rights, and they're certainly not in shape enough to actually stand against any infiltration or attack. So she's identifying several ways in which she believes this cultural shift is occurring in America. She suggests that individualism is being replaced by collectivism. 100% accurate. That's exactly what's going on in the United States. We used to cherish that rugged individualism. We used to look at individuals like, look at American culture. We used to almost invent stories about these people like Johnny Appleseed, Paul Bunyan, right? Davy Crockett, Daniel Boone, all these individuals, tall tales, things that they never did. Wrestled a bear when he was only 3. Come on. I still remember the song. He didn't wrestle a bear. but it was that rugged individualism. Those were our heroes in the United States. And then these venture capitalists who built empires because they were allowed to, because our founding fathers in their wisdom limited what the government could do. These were our heroes. And then came Hollywood. And that was the beginning of the end. And we never had kings and queens. We didn't have that in the United States. So we worshiped these people. We made them our heroes. Those individuals who went out and conquered. Right? But now Hollywood came. Then we started worshiping celebrities. And now, for some odd reason, we've gone right back to the crown. Why do I as an American care anything about the King of England? Go drink your tea. I don't care about you. So she also points out that constitutional rights are being replaced by politicized government control. Now, I disagree with one thing on that. They're not constitutional rights. They're God-given rights. The Constitution doesn't give us rights. But she's still dead on here. Because our rights are being replaced by politicized government control. That's what we all want now. That's what we all desire, right? Government, come and save us. Save us from ourselves. We don't feel safe. Let's trade a little liberty for security. Feels good. Everybody's doing it. Why shouldn't I? She also points out that equal opportunities are being replaced by equal outcomes. I love this one. Equal opportunities are being replaced by equal outcome. Yeah. Because under the Constitution, you and I have every opportunity to succeed or fail. It's a beautiful thing. It's a wonderful thing. Here I am on Church and State building an empire. Is that a little too bold? Maybe. I don't care. I'm building an empire. And I'm going to succeed or fail on my own accord. If I want to work my tail off, I'm going to be successful. If I'm just going to be lazy and, you know, I've got this God-given talent to get in front of a microphone and rant and don't work at all, I'm going to fail. I don't want that. And I don't want that for anybody in America. We need to return back to our love of the Constitution and move away from this flirtation with socialism, with communism. She also believes the rule of law is being replaced by mob rule. It certainly is. The mob is ruling everything. That's why our founding fathers opposed democracy so much. She points out that free market capitalism is being replaced by socialism and communism, and nationalism is being replaced by globalism. Well, if that's the kind of world that you want to live in, ladies and gentlemen, all you got to do is one thing. Sit on your couch and do absolutely nothing. Church of State is sponsored in part by Patriot Church and is a ministry of Apologia Chapel. I'm Caleb Collier. I was born for a storm.
Welcome to the fire.
The doctor that I recommend for all of your needs is the Underground Clinic doctor, Dr. Troy Spurl.
Because Dr. Troy is the best doctor, bar none.
You know, this is the great thing about officialsignups.com is it's in all 50 states. You don't have to be in Michigan or Minnesota. You can be in Hawaii, you can be in Florida, and you can find a doctor that you can trust. If you are still wearing a mask, if you have rolled up your sleeve and gotten all the jabs and all the boosters, then Official Synapse is not for you. You want to go find one of those big pharma doctors that'll give you all the prescriptions you want and you can live a very sickly life.
Well, if you're looking for a doctor for yourself, or maybe even a doctor for your family, or a doctor who's not going to push vaccines on you, you want to go to officialsynapse.com. You for sure need to mention Church and State when you go to officialsynapse.com to take part in all the savings, all the great deals for you and your family.
With the rise of the BRICS nations, you've got a lot of nations that are gathering together and they're all doing a gold-backed currency. The United States is not, and the petrodollar is starting to fail. And my suggestion to all of you would be to get behind gold and silver, because that is the currency that is always going to have value.
I might not be a gold or silver guru, but I want to have something tangible in my hands at the end of the day. So I would definitely recommend every one of you go to BH.com. Dash PM.com.
All you got to do is look around and see that the price of everything is increasing. Gold and silver is on the rise. It's being artificially suppressed. You want to schedule a consultation right now so that your families don't end up in the breadline and you're saying, please, sir, can I have some more?
Stop waiting. What are you waiting for? 4 years from now, prices are going to be absolutely astronomical. Go to BH-PM.com. Get a consultation now. You definitely want to mention Church and State. It will get you the best prices. It will get you the best consultation advice. Use Church and State when you go to bh-pm.com.
MyPillow.com has got more than just pillows. You've got your slippers, your bathrobes. You have towels that actually dry you off, not the kind you buy at Walmart where it's just kind of a slick mess. They have got some of the best products out there. The sheets are absolutely incredible. I think it's a 1,000 count. It's the best products you can buy. And the pillows even have silencer technology in it. And so if you need a day where you're just going to scream into your pillow, don't worry, your neighbors won't hear you.
Why would you want to go to Bed Bath & Beyond? First of all, they're out of business. You want to go support an American-made product, go to MyPillow.com. And then you're also supporting one of the nation's most, I would say, Jesus-filled, and a company that is completely, completely built on the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you're getting a two-for-one there. You know you've wanted good night's sleep for years. You're tossing, you're turning. Just go now. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code CHURCHANDSTATE.
CHURCHANDSTATE. That's Church and State.
You do not want to eat synthetic meat. If you can grow a meat in a lab, if you want to go ahead and have Soylent Green on the table, feel free to eat this garbage that Target's trying to throw out. But if you want actual meat that's been freeze-dried, it's been processed by actual human beings, go to griddownchowdown.com.
Look, the World Economic Forum has declared a war on red meat. They hate the cows. They hate the cow farts. There is supply chain issues. And for me, you can pry my steak from my cold, dead hands.
If you want a meat that's going to last freeze-dried 10 years or more, this is the product you want.
I want all of you to go to griddownchowdown.com. Use the promo code CHURCHANDSTATE. These are fantastic freeze-dried raw beef. The blood is still in it. You just rehydrate it and add it to your favorite meal, and you are ready to go. And remember, the Holy Word of God tells us, for one person has faith to eat all things, while another who is weak eats only vegetables. That's Romans 14, 2.
This was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action for my people.
Everybody, it's an honor to be with you.